Call to order the December 8th, 2014, Johnson County Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. And just a few things to cover real quick, introduction in just a second. If you do come up tonight, just make sure you state your name, address at the podium. We'll have time for you to speak. Anybody that's interested in any application, please step up. And are all your, I guess, so we'll turn it over. All right. Introductions.
Terry Bonds, Newport.
Andy Chapman, County Attorney's Office.
Dan Kraber from the Johnson County Health Department.
Josh Bussard, Planning and Zoning.
Julia Dodds, Planning and Zoning.
Rick DeWark, Planning and Zoning.
Kathy Swake of Madison Township.
Paul Conner of Penn Township. All right. First item on the agenda is call meeting to order, then we're going to approval of agenda.
So moved.
I second that.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Approval of November 10th, 2014 minutes.
So moved.
I second that.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. All right, moving on to zoning applications pending. Iowa City Community School District signed by Glenn Meisner requesting the rezoning of 1.95 acres from R residential to P public.
The applicant has requested another deferral of 30 days.
Okay. Deferral of 30 days. Anyone here in the audience would like to speak on behalf of this? Even though it is being deferred, if someone's here, I'd like to give them opportunity to speak. Seeing none. All right, moving on. 25453 is deferred for another 30 days. Zoning applications for hearing, 25527, Sylvester Hoard Estate, signed by Judith Aaron, is it Robbie? Do you know? Anyway. Executors requesting rezoning of 1 acre from R residential to A agricultural, 1.08 acres from A agricultural to R residential, and 2.10 acres from A agricultural to R residential.
And due to several issues that really may not matter right now, we're also going to withhold the staff report because they are requesting a deferral of 6 months. They need to address issues related to wastewater, removing some other dwelling units, and some floodplain issues.
Okay.
So in other words, they're deferring until next construction season, essentially.
Essentially, yes.
I have a question for Andy. Do you want us to republish this since if it's not till 6 months?
Might as well.
Wouldn't hurt. Josh?
Generally, past practice says if it's 90 days or more, we put it back, we re-advertise.
Okay. All right. Very good. That makes sense. Very good. Okay, zoning application 25527 is going to be deferred for up to 6 months. If they want to come back earlier, they can, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Anyone here would like to speak on behalf of that application? Seeing none, moving on. Subdivisions for hearing. 25528, Sylvester Hoard Estate, signed by Judith Hoard and Aaron Gravy, executor, requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Hoard Wood subdivision.
Deferred for 6 months as well.
Okay. I assume. Since nobody wants to speak to the first one, anyone on the second one? Hearing none. All right. Deferred for up to 6 months. Moving on to subdivision 25529, River Products Company Incorporated, requesting final plat approval of River Products Industrial Park subdivision.
Yes, and this is a final plat of an industrial subdivision. It's located on the southwest of the intersection of 340th and Deer Creek Road. Actually, they're final platting a 12 lot subdivision, but there's only going to be 4 buildable lots, and they're lots 1 through 4. They're broken out down here. Lots 2 and 3, those are for future development. Lot 1 is an existing concrete batch plant, and lot 4, that's planned to be a future fuel dispensary station that will be operated via credit card. There will not be any employees there. Outlots A through J, totaling 11 acres, those are set aside for sensitive areas, stormwater management, and road infrastructure. Here's a subdivision. Here's the general layout. So this, all around it, on all three sides, is the city of Coralville. And here's Deer Creek and 340th Street. So this is where the Coral Ridge Mall is. The preliminary plat originally had only 2 outlots, but these additional outlots They were added to just more easily defined for the legal documents, who was going to maintain the private roads, as well as the stormwater management and the sensitive areas, who's going to manage that. It's also, since it's adjacent to Coralville, it's in their fringe area, and the Coralville City Council, they need to recommend approval of this subdivision. And if you remember, several months ago, with the preliminary plat, there came to an agreement about how the infrastructure and the road network, how that would be constructed. And this is in your staff report, so I'm not going to go through it, but essentially the roads in there, they, River Products, they are in full compliance with that agreement. Thus far, the city of Coralville is pleased with what they have done. And there's stormwater detention facilities that are constructed on the north and the south sides of the development. They also have some interior sewers that have also been constructed, and that's also according to the agreement with the city of Coralville. If they ever want to build a, pull a building permit for a future building, they need to comply with the site planning process. Lot one contains a well. The other lots, they don't suspect right now that they will ever need a well. And future wastewater systems, those will be considered by the health department. And health department, do you have anything to add?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Josh. As far as wastewater system information is concerned, lot one currently has concrete facilities, vehicle storage, and office labs. The only plumbing is a small sink used to rinse sand and rock for testing the lab. This is a water that drains into a French drain outside and is not considered wastewater. The sink is clearly marked that no chemicals should go down the drain, and additionally, one portable toilet services the lot. Streb has 12 to 15 employees that are on the site all day, while other employees are drivers who are mainly off the site. The Johnson County Health Department recommends that an expansion of this facility occurs in the future. A permanent wastewater system should be considered. As far as lot two is currently used for material storage, and future development for this lot may require a wastewater facility. As far as lot three is concerned, it is a vacant land, and future development of a shop or office is being considered on this lot may require wastewater facilities. As lot four is vacant land and a fueling terminal with no on-site employees or building is proposed for this lot, but wastewater facilities are not being proposed. While lot sizes shall allow for private sewage disposal systems, shared systems should be considered. And as far as well information is concerned, lot one is served by a private well under county permit number 1829. Lot two is used for material storage with no well on the site. A well may be required for future development of the site. Lot three is a vacant land with no well. A well may be required for future development on this site. And lot four is a vacant land with no well. A fueling terminal is proposed for this site. No proposed plan for needing a well. So, outside of that, that's it.
Wonderful. County engineer, you do not have any objections. So here is another picture. It's also in your staff report, the layout of the lots. Here's lot one, that batch plant. And you can see here's where the credit card only fuel station is going to be located. So in conclusion, the plat is correct. We've reviewed several draft legal documents, and those documents, they're not signed yet, but we're comfortable with them, and those should be signed shortly. The Coralville P&Z Commission, they voted to recommend approval of this plat. The City Council is going to hear this plat tomorrow, I believe. They still need, pursuant to our subdivision regulations, they need to enter into a performance agreement to ensure that Mid-American Electric Utilities are installed. So we're recommending approval contingent upon correct legal documents being provided. City of Coralville approves this, and Mid-American Utilities are either installed or there is an approved performance agreement to ensure that those utilities are installed. We also want to remind the applicant that no building permits will be granted until all the lots are site planned and addressed correctly. That's it.
Okay.
My apologies, child.
All right, anyone here speak on behalf of this application? subdivision.
Todd Scott, River Products. I don't have anything further to add than what Josh's report, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right.
I think I have a question about the drainage basins. How important are they to, I guess, to this whole plan, to this layout?
Well, you can see they're very extensive, and most of that is to comply with the Johnson County stormwater calculations. And so that's why there's several basins.
So how are the boundaries of these drainage basins marked, or are they marked?
They're marked on the plats as outlots, and then in our subdividers agreement, it's spelled out on who is responsible for maintaining the basins. It's kind of complicated, but the one up in the very far northeast corner, which I think is outlot B,
correct,
is a drainage basin for all the streets, the stormwater intakes for the streets. So all four lots will share in responsibility of that. The outlot A down at the bottom, and there's drainage basins above those. If there's basins solely on lot one, that one, lot one will be responsible. The one that's solely on lot two will be responsible. And the one in the middle on each side of the lot line between one and two is actually a shared basin between lot one and two.
Todd, I think he wants to know, are you going to have them flagged, or are you going to have them fenced off so that when the lots are developed, is that what you're looking for?
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, what your explanation was just was the, fine.
They're, I guess, located just be, they're dug out. I mean, they're true a basin. The elevation difference, you clearly establish where they're at.
Okay. And those do have to be maintained.
Yes.
Any other questions? Hearing none, thank you. Anybody else like to speak on behalf of this subdivision? All right, seeing none. Josh, just real quick, I want to make sure I get your contingencies correct. You're saying you're recommending approval contingent to correct legal documents provided and signed.
Yes.
Approved by Coralville City Council.
Yes.
And with the utilities either provided by Mid-America or guaranteed, or a guarantee is in place with Kevin.
Yes.
All right, very good. I would entertain a motion.
I would move to approve application 25529.
Second.
You want me to give these out?
Well, no, we already went through those. We've already articulated those, so right, based on those contingencies being filled.
Now.
Okay.
All right.
Then second. Sorry. That's racing.
Did I get a second?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I have a motion to be approved with the three contingencies and a second. Roll call vote.
Doms.
Yes.
Swenka.
Yes.
Van Dyke.
Yes.
Conrad.
Yes. All right. Subdivision 25529 has been approved. It will be moved on to the Board of Supervisors. Check with them when it will be placed on their agenda. Thank you. All right. Site plan review 25408, Seashells Incorporated, LLC, requesting site plan review of lot one of Gateway First Edition.
Yes, the site plan review for our ordinance is located at the current Gateway development. Here's Interstate 80, the River Highway interchange, just to the west. Here's a picture of the lot as it currently stands. And what they're proposing, they're going to be putting in 18 condominium units, very similar to what they've done in the past. And then once those units are constructed, they'll be leased out. Other than that, they've complied fully with all our site planning requirements since it varies in stormwater. Health Department, do you have anything to add?
My understanding is they're going to be connected to the Iowa DNR public well and the wastewater system, so they'll have to adhere to the Iowa DNR rules and regulations.
Now, is there anything there that requires, I mean, obviously, that was developed a while back. I mean, DNR obviously reviews that and decides how many more can hook onto it.
Yes.
So, do we ever, are we ever privy to that information? I know it's kind of out of our realm, but just...
No, that's, we're usually not privy to that information. We know it's in existence, and if there are issues, then it's with between the developer and the DNR.
Okay. Very good, very good. Anybody else?
So for my orientation, that building to the right there is the, what's that called, the road?
Wildwood.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Anyone else? Is anyone here want to speak on behalf of 25408 Seashell Investment? Just your name and address for us.
Jerry Iman, 5092 American Legion Road.
All right, thank you.
I represent Seashells LLC.
All right, very good.
And this is the last site plan approval for that 45-acre development. It was started, I built the first buildings in 99, so it's been a 15-year build out. There are four or five to be built in the second edition, and then these buildings, and then there's one that would remain in the first edition to be built. So it's almost finished out. This is the last site plan in the first, or in the development to be approved.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate that.
I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have.
I'm hearing silence, so I assume that. Thank you for coming
thank
up.
You.
Yeah, I actually appreciate that. We often don't have...
Okay.
Sometimes we don't have that here, and I appreciate you coming and actually giving that background.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would speak on behalf of this application, for this site plan? Seeing none. I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve site plan review 25408.
I second.
Have an approval, a motion and a second. Roll call this.
Van Dyke?
Yes.
Swinka?
Yes.
Doms?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes. Site plan review 25408 has been approved. Thank you. All right. Any other business?
Nothing from
agenda.
Planning and zoning, no.
Anybody else? Going once? Going twice? All right. Very good. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, just in time for you to teach me.
Yeah,
well,
I'll put my clients' names on the board.